This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. What is it?
The texters.
What are they saying?
This last one that I just laughed at. 650. The last 2 minutes of The Secret Show with Tommy was epic.
What happened then?
Hashtag drumsticks.
Oh. That's pretty funny.
That blew him away. Huh?
Yeah. We made up a whole... We had our own angle on that. So, Tommy. Yeah, that was a good Secret Show. If you enjoy The Secret Show, or maybe if you've never listened to it, listen. If you're a prude, it's definitely not for you. And if you're under 18, it's illegal. Don't listen to it. But Tommy was excellent yesterday.
I thought he was great.
This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. We can survive. This amazing show is October 21st at the Hollywood Bowl, and we have chances at a flyaway. It's a national contest. It's round-trip airfare, two-night hotel stay, two tickets to We Can Survive. The lineup's it's huge. Pink is going to be there, Sam Hunt, Sam Smith, Alicia Cara, Harry Styles, Kesha, Khalid, Lorde. Did I say Macklemore? It's a huge concert. And throughout the day, you got to listen to Alice all day. We're going to have one chance for you to get qualified for this, and that's coming up at 7 o'clock. So listen at 7. We'll tell you the whole deal, how you can get in the running for this. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Credit Karma, get knowing. I'm going to start with this Harvey Weinstein thing. There's a lot here.
I don't know any of this. This is good.
So he's the guy. He's a Hollywood producer.
Sure, I know who he is.
Yeah. So he is one of those dudes whose name you've heard forever. He's legendary. I mean, I'd never really heard any... I didn't know anything about him personally. I could have picked him out of a lineup. I know what his face looks like. He's a producer who's
made it...
Kind
of a chubby guy, right?
He's kind of a normal-looking dude, like anybody that you might meet anywhere. And he's, you know, just... And he always seemed happy. In interviews, I guess, mm-hmm. or in anything he was out there doing as he's promoting his movies.
He got pretty good at winning Oscars for a minute there, didn't he?
He did. His company, and actually, I want to say, let's see, they started Miramax, him and his brother Bob Weinstein.
The Weinstein Company and then Miramax?
Miramax first, and then he split off and did the Weinstein Company. So, and they've done, I mean, I don't have a list in front of me, although they reference lots of movies here, but lots of, you know, Oscar-winning big budget, good movies. So the New York Times ran an expose on him yesterday about his decades of sexual harassment and then some. And one of the people mentioned in the story, they say he settled with at least 8 women over the years. And that, you know, listen, when you work for the Weinstein Company and that dude's the boss, like it's the whole casting couch thing. Like that he knew he was a powerful person, and he would say, meet me in my hotel room, and we're going to talk business. And there he'd be in a bathrobe. I know.
Oh.
And I'm sure a lot of women said, well, this is what I've got to do to... I mean, he's one of the most powerful people in Hollywood. And they say it's been a not very well-kept secret for decades. 30 years that this has been going on.
Sorry, I just wanted to jump in. So I remember the Weinstein name coming up big time with the Good Will Hunting Academy Awards. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to mention that because
that may have been even one of the earliest Weinstein company.
I think it was. That's why I'm saying it.
Because Miramax was, you know, had a name for sure. But I think when he split off, he did Good Will Hunting, and that was, you know, the thing that really put him on the map.
Right. Okay, you were saying.
So, producer Harvey Weinstein has been accused of sexually harassing numerous women over the past 3 decades, including Rose McGowan, Ashley Judd, just to name some that you would recognize their names.
And those women settled?
Well, at least Rose did. Ashley Judd actually talked to the Times about this, which makes me think she didn't settle, because usually when you settle, you sign a thing that says,
right,
I won't talk about this. Harvey is a huge player in Hollywood, so if you were a starlet and he made advances, you had two choices, you know, do that or leave
work
Hollywood.
Work or don't, right.
Work or don't. And it's, you know, they say it's standard Hollywood stuff. Sleep with me, I'll make you a star. Don't sleep with me, and you'll never work again in this town. A typical tactic that he's accused of is that he would invite you to his hotel room. Oh, we'll talk business. We'll talk about this. And then he would be like, give me a massage. Watch me take a shower.
Watch me take a shower.
Mm. They're saying that's exactly what he did to Ashley Judd 20 years ago.
Watch me take a shower.
She shows up and he's in his bathrobe and he's trying to get her to agree to stuff. She says she didn't give in. She was worried it would hurt her career. She says, I said no a lot of ways, a lot of times, and he always came back at me with some new ask. It was all this bargaining, this coercive bargaining. At least 8 women have received settlements because of his behavior, including McGowan, who got $100,000.
That's
it? Her alleged incident happened in 1997, right after she did the movie Scream for his company.
She's been pretty vocal, but in weird ways, about her treatment in Hollywood.
She has, and we were talking about that this morning, and Yuzette went back and grabbed a bunch of tweets. She never names names, but she has alluded to this 100 times.
Hollywood director, executive.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'll read you some of her tweets in a little while. There's so much, really, to this story. Because there's a big interview with him, too, where some of the quotes he even has about himself, like he admits that he is an a-hole. He's suing the Times for $50 million, saying, you know, listen, you spent 6 months digging this stuff up. You told me we'd have a chance to answer these allegations, and we didn't. And, you know, it's reckless reporting, and you ran with it, but it's sort of a feeble attempt to make it seem like he isn't the monster that they're portraying him as. So that's the speculation, is that Rose McGowan is barred from talking about it because of the settlement, because she constantly posts these vague tweets about her treatment in Hollywood.
You know what the weird thing, as you were just mentioning that, about him in particular, is because his face isn't on his product, I don't know if this behavior in his mind is... bleep you, I do what I want. I pay off the people who sue me. My movies are still going to sell because I'm not the star of my movies. People don't even know a Weinstein film until Oscar time.
Right.
Because who would ever mention that? No one stays for the credits.
Right.
And would you boycott a film if you... would you even know who made the film?
I generally do not know who makes what films.
So that's probably why he feels untouchable.
Right. Well, and... so much of what happens in Hollywood is totally incestuous, and the people who have power broker that. You can't piss off Harvey Weinstein because he's interconnected with everything else there. And if that guy hates you and says, oh, you never work with that guy, people consider you to be untouchable at that point. And I'm sure there's other people, lots of other people like him. Not necessarily molesting women, but certainly capable of... having kind of an open-air secret.
Well, Woody Allen quietly makes his movies, and no one stops him, and he's funded every time.
He is.
He cranks out a movie a year or so.
Yeah.
Well, boys and men get molested as well.
Sure, absolutely. No, it's the business is pretty...
brutal.
Gnarly.
It's pretty brutal.
As much as we look at actors and actresses at times as prima donnas and divas... they have risen to the top of one of the most cutthroat businesses.
And you never know what they had to get through to get there, what sacrifices they had to make, what pieces of their soul they had to sell.
Oftentimes, I feel that's why they can be so messed up. I don't know how to say that.
Right. I suppose, you know, the first one when you said messed up, I thought of Lindsay Lohan. And, you know, I would hope that as a 10 or 11 year old, as she was getting into the business, that she didn't face any of this stuff, that she was, you know, a bright little button. And
you think her mom was really...
yeah, I don't know. But her mom was kind of
had her
pimp,
best interest
so.
At heart.
Mom's all, here you go.
Yep, here you go.
Gotta do what you gotta do. Room? No problem. Right. I'll be down at the bar. Let me know when you're done with my 12 year old.
So, just sort of to briefly run through the rest of this, because I have just so many more quotes and stuff. He basically is saying that a lot of what the Times published isn't true. He said he has behaved badly and that he's working on it. One of the quotes, I don't know, I guess this is him explaining some of this away. I came of age in the 60s and 70s when all the rules about behavior in workplaces were different. I have since learned it's not an excuse in the office or out of it to anyone. He did apologize for any pain he's caused. He said he's putting together a team, including therapists, to help him. He's taking a leave of absence. I believe that starts today from the Weinstein Company. During the absence, he says he's going to launch a campaign to take down the NRA and President Trump. So that's some nice misdirection.
He was behind Pulp Fiction, too.
Yeah.
Oh, is that so? Is that is that a Miramax or is that a Weinstein? That's got to be a Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein is single-handedly Quentin Tarantino's patron. Like, he does everything that Quentin Tarantino
Pulp
wants.
Pulp Fiction was from Miramax.
Oh, it was Miramax.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if he still is a player. I mean, I don't know when he left.
Harvey Weinstein's the reason why Shakespeare in Love beat Saving Private Ryan.
That's listed here, too.
Oh, how funny.
It looks like the Weinstein Company began in 2005.
Oh. When did Good Will Hunting come out? I thought they came out in, like, 97. Didn't that come out right when we started here?
No.
Yep, 97.
Let's see here. He basically is saying that. So Harvey Weinstein, this is about the Times, the New York Times story. This is the one he's suing them, and this is the big expose. He said they based their story on a 2014 memo written by an employee of his, Lauren O'Connor, which alleged sexual harassment and other misconduct by Weinstein. He said the Times used that entire memo as the basis of their story, but in reality, it was withdrawn 2 days after it was written. O'Connor withdrew her complaint. Withdrew her complaint. Why? Because you paid her?
Yeah.
The document doesn't stand up. Of the accounts in the story, he declined to go into specifics about what was true or false, but he continued, they spent 6 months researching this article and they gave us 24 hours to answer it. He says, I know Ashley Judd is going through a tough time right now. I read her book, her memoir, All That Is Bitter and Sweet, in which she talked about being the victim of sexual abuse and depression as a child. He says, her life story was brutal. I have to respect her. In a year from now, I'm going to reach out to her. Of the alleged incident, which she told the Times was while filming Kiss the Girls, she said, and she'd actually said to the Times she never worked with him again, but in fact, she did do two other movies with him. In 02 and 09. When asked about the Times reporting that he'd reached at least 8 settlements with women, including a young assistant in New York in 90, actress Rose McGowan, an assistant in London in 1998, an Italian model in 2015, and this Lauren O'Connor, it looks like he did settle with her. He said, no one ever talks about the settlements and neither does the recipient. So I don't know how the Times came to this conclusion, but it's pure conjecture. The reporters have made assumptions. He then goes on to say, listen, I do need to be a better person. He says, I've got to change. I've got to grow. I've got to deal with my personality. I've got to work on my temper. I've got to dig deep. And he goes on and on. I'm sorry. I've changed. I've progressed. He says, I also have the worst temper known to mankind. My system is all wrong, and sometimes I create too much tension. I lose it. I'm emotional. That's why I've got to spend more time with a therapist and go away. My temper makes people feel intimidated, but I don't even know when I'm doing it. In the past, I used to compliment people, and some took it as me being sexual. I won't do that again. I admit to a whole way of behavior that is not good. I can't talk specifics, but I put myself in positions that were stupid. I want to respect women and do things better. His wife, she is Georgina Chapman. That's that Marquesa girl. That's the designer for Marquesa.
Oh, is that right?
What's Marquesa?
It's a fashion line, high end.
She's Marquesa. Super hot. Georgina's ridiculous.
They do these gowns and beautiful.
Yeah, a lot of the red carpet you hear.
Really?
They're wearing that.
I've never heard that brand.
She stands 100% behind me. Georgina and I have talked about this at length. They will be kicking my ass to be a better human being, blah, blah, blah. So Rose McGowan, back to her, when the Cosby allegations were coming down, she started hashtagging things why women don't report. Is that the hashtag? Let me see if I can find the actual
She was
thing
doing soon. A lot of cryptic tweeting. And
yeah, hashtag why women don't report. So she, yesterday, two tweets after the Times story came out, and they are, women fight on, and to the men out there, stand up. We need you as allies. And then the other one was, anyone who does business with blank is complicit, and deep down, you know you're even dirtier. Cleanse yourself. She was one of the more prominent names featured in the story.
You know what, though? She's right. Just like I said, I don't think the general public knows that they're at a Miramax film.
Right.
And so, or a Weinstein film. I think they go see films because of the actors in the film, and it would have to be the people who he works with that say, we're not working with you.
Right. We're talking about Harvey Weinstein and the expose about him in the New York Times yesterday, which is, it alleges that, you know, he's settled with at least 8 women over the last 30 years and that this is sort of, you know, the behavior that he's been displaying.
I don't doubt, though, that Hollywood magnifies and amplifies everything that's wrong with you. Look at Mel Gibson. Look at the people who, they get so much money and so much power, and they have every millimeter of their ass kissed.
Ding, ding,
at
Vinny.
At all times.
Give him a point. Mm-hmm. I have always thought that, you know, you hear that people reach a certain point and that's the end of their development. Like if you become famous at 15, you know, you're Justin Bieber, it's arrested development. That's the end of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get to that point, you never have to change or grow past that point because everyone is adulating you and they're all around you telling you how amazing you are and you're surrounded by yes men because they want to continue to work for you and get a paycheck. And I do think that this, so it completely enables whatever behavior you think is acceptable at that time. I mean, boom. On the nose. There it is. That's Hollywood enables this kind of behavior. And it goes on because this is a dude with power. Who's going to tell him to stop? Not anybody who wants to work in that industry. I mean, you can always leave. Ashley Judd says this was a Beverly Hills hotel 20 years ago. She thought it was a business meeting. Instead, there he is waiting in her bathrobe. He then asked if she'd give him a massage or watch him shower. She said, women have been talking about Harvey amongst ourselves for a long time, and it's simply beyond time to have the conversations publicly. Some of the other Rose McGowan tweets. This is the hashtag why women don't report. And this was kind of around the Cosby time as people were saying, you know, why didn't these women say anything earlier as they're all coming forward?
And the rumor is Rose was one of his victims.
Cosby's?
No.
Harvey's.
Harvey's.
She got a $100,000 settlement. I'm going to say, I'm going to say she obviously can't mention his name legally, but she alludes to him and has many times. A female criminal, she said, this is a tweet from Rose McGowan. A female criminal attorney said, because I'd done a sex scene in a film, I would never win against the studio head. Hashtag why women don't report. Here's another one. Because it's been an open secret in Hollywood/media and they shamed me while adulating my rapist. Hashtag why women don't report. Because our ex sold our movie to my rapist for distribution. Hashtag why women don't report. I believe that is, didn't, wasn't
Robert
she?
Robert Rodriguez?
Yes. Is that Grindhouse? What was that?
Grindhouse was one of his movies,
yeah.
But he had a
is
lot of
others.
Is
that the movie that she was in, though?
Rose McGowan, yeah.
Right, so he sells that to them for distribution and she's all... Dude, you knew what I told you, and how could you sell it to him for distribution? Now I have to see him as we go out and promote this thing. And let me see if there's any other ones from her. She says, I have faith, Rose McGowan said. There's a lot of people that don't deserve to be alive. Put it that way. There's a lot of people who also get the face and body they deserve. Ooh, I think that's a slam on him. There's a lot of destroyers, and there's the collusion. She tweeted in September, and I know what rape is. I guess Perez Hilton had questioned her use of a term called visual rape. She had said that to describe her experiences in being photographed and videotaped on the red carpet. She says, and I know what rape is. You might not. You don't know what it's like to be consumed by cameras as a woman and dissected for the pleasure of creeps. So there you go. That's wow. Ooh, there's the whole thing. Harvey Weinstein, big expose in yesterday's New York Times. And disturbing to find out about. I really didn't know anything about that. I actually always, you know, you'd hear the name Harvey Weinstein and be like, oh, great movies. Mm-hmm. Miramax. Weinstein
didn't
company.
Kevin Smith always say how horrible the brothers were?
I don't recall that, but it wouldn't surprise me now, because seeing as it's apparently some open secret in Hollywood. That's going to do it. What's coming up in the trash bin?
Despite all the hacking and all we know, we still give way too much info to random questionnaires on websites. After these.
Radio.com.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happiest of Fridays to you. It is 6:34, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Credit Karma. Yuzi has something coming up next weekend.
What?
Yeah, Yuzette's going to be at the Humane Society Silicon Valley's Tales and Ales.
Oh. Yuzette and puppies?
Yeah.
What?
What?
It's the perfect match.
Yeah.
This is Saturday, October 14th, so get it in your calendar. From 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., you can join them over there for Tales and Ales. Yuzi will be there starting around lunchtime, I guess. There'll be family fun activities, breweries and wineries at Google's Crittenden campus in Mountain View. Get tickets today at talesales.org. Yuzi will be there. I don't, it's worth it. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Credit Karma, get knowing. Oh.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com, a new feature from Visit Oakland, highlighting a new neighborhood each month. For October, check out Old Oakland.
Oh, Old Oakland. Good old Oakland.
Here's what's happening. I wasn't going to lead with this, but it was the last thing I was reading as I was getting ready to report. Whole Foods credit card breach may, affect Bay Area customers. So I'm like, oh, I go to Whole Foods almost every day.
Damn it.
And then as I'm reading the story, it says, not all the stores were affected. And I'm all, oh, so you're telling me there's a chance. And then as I get to the list, right there at the top is Cupertino.
That's the store you go to?
I go there almost every day on the way home.
Dang.
I get lunch. Like, I pull off, get lunch, and get back on the road. Cupertino. Oh, Mill Valley on the list.
I'm in there.
I go there to get the ice cream.
I know. Well, I go there almost every day to pick up whatever it is we need. And I use my, I use my phone, though. Does that doesn't matter? It's all the same credit card info, right?
Yeah. They say that most of the breach includes the in-store table service, restaurants, and tap rooms. So it might be, you might be okay. If you were just buying
table service and tap rooms?
Yeah. Oh, they have so much restaurant stuff going on in Whole Foods.
Oh.
That's I eat lunch there every day.
Nice. Is the Cupertino one big?
It's huge.
Oh.
Massive.
All the ones in San Francisco are tiny.
Well, yeah. It's so weird the way they wedge things in here in the city.
Yeah. Real estate's at a premium. There are places where you can't get two carts by. Like, one person is going to have to turn around in this aisle.
Well, and you might have to park a mile away to walk it in.
Right. Oh, my God, fun. Exercise. You
bring
get
a backpack.
10,000 steps and you're... Yeah.
Anyway, that was my lead story. My lead story was the Pats won. Congratulations,
yay!
Sarah. They were on TV last
they
night.
Lucked
Sarah's
out.
Patriots won last night.
We'll take the W, but it wasn't a win to be proud of. The other team lost is more accurate than the Patriots won.
I just wanted to mention that our boys' team, Cal, is going to be in Washington. Berkeley, the Bears.
I'm with you.
Riley's team.
Our boy.
Right. Is going to be in Washington on Saturday night at 7:45. Go Bears.
Woo! Go Bears.
Right. Thanks.
Oh, sure.
I like to hear that out of
you. Sure, you got it. I'm sorry, I didn't realize that's who you were looking for. You perked right up, but I think.
A little more would be
great. Go Bears!
You know what I'd love to hear is a road trip. You, the boy, your husband, heading up to Washington State.
Want to come?
Well, I can't go. I have stuff to do. But it'd be great to hear that you guys are all geared up. Ready gonna go root your go. Team on.
Look, I wouldn't mind that. That kid just does not care about sports.
Well, maybe that'll change.
Maybe.
So a couple quick updates, if I could, on the Vegas shooting. I don't mean to diminish its hugeness, but obviously we're not going to talk about it all day, every day.
Right.
Only little bits of new information is what we want to bring to you now. So it looks like, because I mentioned it yesterday, the FBI is saying this guy did plan to escape his hotel room. He planned to survive this. The note he left behind was not a suicide note. They're not telling us what he wrote, but he left a note behind. And
did
it
he
was,
plan to just be on the run for the rest of his life?
Well, you know what?
However long that
we
might
talked
be.
About this yesterday a little bit. There is some information out there that people believe these cats who do these mass shootings are looking to live in infamy. That's their thing. They're sick, and mm-hmm. there's a lot going mm-hmm. on there, but the idea is, and this guy's dad was a most wanted FBI
guy. Would he want to be bigger than his dad?
I don't know.
That is totally possible. I mean, so many people live in the shadow of someone else, and they feel like they have to one-up them at every opportunity.
But that's his dad was a most wanted bank, like he was a bank robber,
right.
and was on the FBI's most wanted list and did a ton of time and escaped from jail twice, mm-hmm. apparently. The dad did.
Boy.
So we don't know what was on the note, but I'm just letting you know that the note
wasn't a suicide.
They're saying
note.
It's not a suicide note and that he had planned to escape. There were 50 pounds of explosives and more ammo left behind in his car, too.
My God.
And you had already reported yesterday he'd scouted other locations, so this wasn't his first plan.
Right. This is just the one he followed through.
The plan he went through with, right. Also, the shooter had modified his weapons using a device called bump stocks, which can make a rifle fire like an automatic weapon. I don't know anything about these at all. But I do know that they're drawing a lot of attention now that they've made the news, which means they can't keep them in stock at gun stores.
You know, there's actual talk of the NRA saying, yeah, we agree that this is not.
That's
like there may actually be a bipartisan. There may actually be some progress toward sensible gun control.
I'm
not going to hold my breath. I'm just saying it's possible.
Pump the brakes, Sarah.
Thank you.
Many members of Congress are calling for these bump stocks to be banned, and surprisingly, the NRA is looking into it as well, and they say there should probably be more regulations on this item. That doesn't necessarily mean they want to agree with more gun control. Mm. It's on this one item.
Do you think this is like just a tiny concession that
it's
they can make
a bone.
To make
yeah.
them seem
this is
like...
us meeting you in the middle. What's wrong right. with you?
It's a splinter.
Right.
Anyway, gun stores are reporting that ever since bump stocks made the news and there's now fear of banning them, there's been a rush to buy them, which I told you I witnessed.
That's always the knee-jerk reaction. Whatever might get taken away, people are running to get.
The owner of a gun store in Austin, Texas says, it's been insane. Since the story broke, we've been getting about 50 people a day asking for them, and that's one store.
And there's plenty of gun stores.
Also,
out there.
As you know, Mary Lou Danley, the girlfriend, has been questioned at length by the FBI, and she's reported that he definitely suffered or showed signs of depression, that he'd lie in bed all day.
Mm.
She said he would lie in bed just moaning and screaming.
Moaning and screaming.
So,
wow.
Australian officials say the girlfriend of this lady's had so many lives. So she was married to two people at once, was one of the first reports.
This Mary Lou lady.
This is the girlfriend of the shooter in
right.
Vegas.
Australian officials say the girlfriend of the Las Vegas shooter is an Australian citizen.
Oh, we thought she was Filipino.
Right. Also American. She's entitled to assistance. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation says the Philippines-born Mary Lou Danley became an Australian citizen after marrying a local man and lived in the country for 10 years until the late 80s. Mm. They're aware that she's a person of interest, but she's an Australian citizen. So they'll be looking after her.
Oh.
Weird.
Very. Well, we do live our lives in chapters. Life is longer than you think. You always hear how short it is, and yet there you are.
There you still are.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things, she said something like, I thought we were going to, about this man.
Mm-hmm.
She loved him.
Yeah.
And thought we were going to spend the rest of our lives together. And I went, wait a minute. And I looked back and she's 67 and I was like,
well,
it's such a
the
weird,
next guy probably will be the one.
Well, I just, it's such a weird, I understand you can't look at it like I could go any minute. I got two summers left and it's over. But the rest of your life is not long when right. you're 67.
Right. And yet it could be another 20 or 30 years even.
Yeah.
And that's a long
time. We reported this week people were dying in 96 and 91.
Right.
Right.
Life is long. Especially if you're in a bad situation. It just seems like, you know, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
These people who write to us on the Secret Show in bad marriages and they're just like, oh my God. It's taking forever to die.
According to a new survey, we're all more willing to share our personal info with random websites than with someone we're dating. The survey found that in 28 seconds, we decide whether it's safe to enter our info into a website. It is so weird how what we consider safe, maybe if there's not a pop-up, you go, oh, this doesn't look too bad.
Right.
Like that somehow, well, this pop-up, there's no pop-ups here.
This
must be
fine.
There's
a little McAfee symbol down there. This is perfect. This is totally fine.
Easy.
So I'm always so happy when there's a PayPal option.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I'll go
all the way to the cart first just to look at that. Can I get out of here without giving all my info?
It only takes us 31 seconds before we decide whether it's safe to give them our credit card.
Oh.
But we won't let someone know our home address until an average of 4 dates.
Oh.
We won't give them any clues on how much money we make until at least 6 or 7 dates.
Mm.
That's a weird thing to share with someone that you're dating at all.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't remember ever divulging my pay.
Really? Does your girlfriend not know?
Oh, to the missus, yes, but I've been with her 8 years. I mean, to people you're dating, I don't.
Yeah,
right.
I think that you probably talk about your job and they can draw whatever conclusions, but yeah, unless you were in a serious relationship with someone, I don't know why that would even happen, unless you're bragging.
Well, that might be it, but yeah, I no, as we were having a kid and we have homes together, that's a totally different scenario.
I'm sure she
sees
all your financials.
Yeah, she knows what's up.
Sure.
And I know what's up, too. The other day, check this out. The other day, she goes, you're not going to believe this. I was heading towards, and I don't know what bridge she hit, but it's one where they still have toll takers.
Oh,
so which
San Mateo Bridge has
maybe.
Toll takers.
I don't know which one.
Oh, really? Is that electronic tolling?
She goes, I didn't have cash.
I mean, you can go through the
fast track,
but they certainly need cash. Yeah.
She goes, I didn't have cash, and the fast track was in my car.
Mm.
So, because I'm always out
roaming,
and she's now not needing it, but clearly she needed it. Anyway, she goes, I pulled up to the toll and I go, I don't have any cash.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of on the edge of my seat, but I know what's about to happen. And the guy goes, come on through. And I go, oh, being a girl is the best, isn't it? God dang it.
Oh, boy.
And so.
You almost shouldn't say that because now people are going to be like.
No, hold on.
Oh, okay,
the story's not over.
Oh, okay.
So there I am just, I don't know where we were going, but I was like, ah, girls. There's no way I get waved through, you know, whatever it is, the pullover.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me write down your info.
Right.
Whatever. Give me your shoe. Anyway, this morning I'm opening the mail at 3 a.m. and there's the fine for not having payment at the toll taking. And I wrote on the note, your girl powers are weakening.
Your pan, not as strong as it once was.
Your girl powers are broken. So they charged her $30 to come through instead of $5.
Oh.
So there was no, go ahead, cutie. It was, we got a picture. Your license plate.
Don't you worry
no
about
problem.
A thing. Head on through. We would I love to get you. $30 from you. Mm-hmm.
Normally, how's you can that? Just put yeah. your license plate number on your account, and it'll just deduct
I know,
it from
but
there.
I
not,
bet
probably not
sharing.
That one. Yeah,
yeah.
That must not
I
be.
Bet you the fast track's under Vinny's license plate.
You can still add it though.
Oh, you can you mm-hmm. can add two licenses
you can add
to the
multiple
same
vehicles.
Fast track?
You can add like three vehicles to one fast track.
Do you have
if
to...
they still have, hold on though, if they still have toll physical toll takers there, they just must not be set up for electronic. They must not automatically take a picture because that's why you don't need a fast track to go across the Golden Gate Bridge. It just takes a picture of your license and
right.
sends you a bill.
They have the option, like on the Bay Bridge, there's the option to pay cash or do the fast track lane.
Right.
But I think all of the lanes have a camera to
snap. So you're
it.
Saying if she finds herself without cash, she should just go through a fast track lane. It's just going to take a picture.
Yeah,
and if it was registered to his fast
and
track.
It's possible
account.
that she can still go and put the license plate number on it and it'll retroactively deduct it rather than paying the $30 fine.
We got to do that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
don't you have to? Do you have to go into the fast track office for that? I had to go into the fast track office.
Oh, this has happened to you.
Well, yeah, when I got rid of my Volkswagen and got the Acura, I had to switch.
Damn.
Oh, you could reach it for that. You could reach it for that one, huh?
Well, okay. My feet were on the desk earlier.
Would have been a whole like
yeah.
position reassignment.
So I had to, you know, go in and say, "Hey, listen, I switched cars," and they retroactively. But you had to stand in the line and do it. Are you going to sit in the line and do it, Vinny?
I'm not doing any of this. No, okay. I mean, I was only telling
problem.
The story because I just thought how funny there
girl
I
power.
Am. The girl power. She's like, "Oh, come on through, honey. Yeah, no problem." And I'm thinking, shh. They would have broken my eggs all directions. But sure enough, they've got some
they
way to get
you. They would have waved
you
right through, too. You would have been like, "God, I have girl powers, too."
Look at me all handsome today.
That's great.
Huh. One last story.
All right.
I wanted to report it the other day ago because we do report on Apple and the iPhone and all their new releases. Well, Google unveiled a bunch of new products on Wednesday, including two new Pixel phones and a mini version of their Google Home Assistant. They also unveiled some new headphone buds called Pixel earbuds.
Tell me about them. I'm dying to get a decent pair of
Okay, have
Bluetooth.
You heard about this yet?
No, no.
Okay. These can translate 40 different languages in real time.
No!
Yeah.
No, they can't.
How do you like that?
I freaking love it. Are you kidding
Just
me?
Just tap one of the earbuds and say something like, "Help me speak Spanish." And then if someone around you starts speaking Spanish, it automatically translates it into English.
Wow. Oh my God.
There's a catch. They'll cost $159, which is the same as Apple's AirPod headphones. The catch, though, right now is the translator only works with their Pixel phones. Which, I mean, they're way behind the game in terms of having hardware and phones specifically. They have the Android systems out there everywhere, but the Google phone, especially this Pixel, is pretty new.
Okay, that's bad news. But the good news is that this technology exists and we're going to get it. Because how many times have you been sitting somewhere and you know that person's talking about you?
I wouldn't use it for that.
Oh, I would. I'm going to listen to everything everyone's saying now.
Hey.
No, if you're traveling, it's incredible.
That is actually incredible.
Yep.
And if everybody in the world gets these, like, you know, I'm in Germany. Somebody talks to me in German. It gets translated to me. I talk back to them in English. It gets translated to them. Of course, Google Translate has its issues. If you order ground beef, it's actually called flesh wound on the...
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. You know, here's the thing. The Google Translate app has a photo thing. You hold it over a menu, and it will read the menu to you in English. It changes all the words to English words. But the translations are hilarious at times. And
you make me want to boot, though.
Yeah. Well, flesh wound, you don't want to hear.
No,
you don't want to see that on a menu.
Stop saying it,
but
please.
So then I looked up each word individually. I'm like, I think it means ground beef.
Mm.
But or ground pork or whatever the hell it was. But it was, you
oh,
know,
God.
On the menu, it looked less appetizing. Of course, we ordered it.
Oh, God.
Because so you got to find out what that is.
Technology has been around for a while. I saw this about 8 months ago on this website. Here, I'll show you a video. It's super cool. This person
okay.
speaks in a language, and for the first time, she's speaking French and he's speaking something else.
Hey, everyone, we can go bone French chicks.
Hooray!
Hooray! Let's get something to eat.
This is, I swear to God, this is the most magical thing I've heard.
It's pretty neat, isn't it?
It is the dream. And of course, you know, the music was very uplifting.
Right. No, I caught
for
it.
That. That's... But it's, but really, I mean, the barriers that exist between us, it's huge. This is amazing.
And for all the girls going to nail salons.
Cause yeah!
I didn't want to say that, Brynn.
Well,
you did. You didn't want to say that.
Because you don't have it. I wanted to, but I did it.
Well, I grew up in nail salons.
Maybe you don't have.
What do you mean you grew up in nail salons?
Because he's
what does that mean?
He's a licensed Vietnamese nail salon guy.
Like 50% of nail salons are Vietnamese, and the other 50 is like Korean. So
maybe you don't.
Is that a known thing? Though?
Yeah,
super
totally
common.
Known.
Texters
totally
texting.
Known. Yeah,
but yeah, the girls just talk so much smack, including my sisters. And the first question they usually ask, "Hey, are you with me? Oh no, okay." It's like talking hella smack. It's hilarious.
Well, that's gonna stop with this incredible new beautiful technology.
Right.
Hey, so that said Waverly Systems or something.
Yeah,
on it. So are you telling me that Google's not the only one who has this?
I think that's like a beta right now. They're probably testing.
You know what? The fact that we're talking about it today means it's right around the corner for everybody.
Google's
that
already
those huge.
Headphones are out or it's, coming out.
It's huge, Vinny. Oh my God, that is the most exciting thing I've heard. You know, I thought Maps was amazing.
Maps is amazing.
Not as amazing as this. Actually, it's all amazing.
Yep.
God, what a time to be alive. Please, no one destroy the earth right now. Everything is so great. I got an American Idol update. It's funny, man. It is just crazy. I have a lot, and it's all coming up right after this. Oh, and your chance to get in the running to win a trip to We Can Survive.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.